When we got done with that, some people hung out here and did state budget discussions with the governor. Some of the rest of us went down to Liberal and caught up with the Department of Transportation. The Secretary of Transportation was down there with her staff doing the second round of local consult meetings. And these meetings are really behind what's the next generation of a long-term transportation plan going to look like for the state of Kansas. We've been through three of them, all around 10 years. Of course, there's some big projects in southwest Kansas that have been that have either been done through that or have been kind of waiting to be done through those long-term transportation plans. And so we'll see what comes of that. But based on the visit yesterday, it sounds like the Department of Transportation would like to move away from this sort of once every 10 years sort of winner takes all sort of feel behind transportation planning. The advantage to that is you have this really long term and you do these big projects, and those decade long sections of time can be tied together, and so you can do the projects that require 30-year visions, 30-year strategies, 30-year discipline. But it also leaves some things unattended too. And we heard testimony a lot yesterday, not just 54 and 83, you know, the triangle roads, as we call them here in southwest Kansas, that connect Dodge City, Garden City, and Liberal, but also roads like 156 or 83 north to Scott City, and just the congestion or the state of disrepair, 50 going west past Garden City, all the way to Lake. And these are all roads that rank really high in priority in our region. But then how do we then best come up with a plan in conjunction with the state of Kansas to begin chipping away at these at maybe a little bit faster rate than one or two every 10 years?